right, so I got my Jerry Springer curtain up. You could also call it a sanctuary curtain because I don't have to see their stupid stuff. Now, when I get in my car, I have to see them, but I could probably figure out something about that too. Maybe put me a little car cover where I park my car and have a flap that hangs down and I just drive through it each time. It's funny how when you start to separate, they start knocking on your door. They start going to the neighbors. They want to get in. See, it goes back to Israel in the wilderness. The Gentile nations want to defile the camp of Israel where God dwells. So if God dwells in your heart, in your mind, then the enemy wants to defile that. The devil wants to defile that. Separated, holy, set apart. The devil's always trying to get in to defile it. Now he's going to come in like he's one of you. I'm a brother, I'm a sister, but they're in witchcraft and sorcery and the world, the flesh, and prior life. They are part of the system. So they're trying to defile the camp of the saints, just like they did in the Old Testament. So Charles Stanley said, anything that's happening today, you can find it in the Bible. I don't know why my screen's going blank after such a quick time. I guess the phone updated and changed it or something. I've got it set for 5 minutes, like a power saver for 5 minutes, and it keeps shutting down. Let's see if I can change this. But it's definitely what's happening is the same stuff that's happening in the Bible is happening now. So now you got the Holy Spirit that indwells you. So they want to get into your house, get across your threshold. They want to get into your world to steal, kill, and destroy because they're controlled by the devil and they can't help it. Now the devil's going to lie to them, say, oh yeah, you're saved. You're saved by works. They're going to say, I'm saved just like you. I work really hard to be good. Well, that's a sign right there that they're a legalist Jezebel spirit and they hate you and they want to get in to destroy you and put you back under law. So they hate you because you don't run with them the same excess of riot, even though they're under law and trying to do good deeds. Deep down, back behind the scene, they're running to the excess of riot, just like the Catholics. They go out and get drunk on Friday and then go to church on Saturday. That's the way it works. They've deceived them, their own selves, you know. I'm definitely going to put these audios on a DVD or a CD and send them out. Because when I'm dead and gone, if the rapture hadn't took place already, this stuff needs to go out because the churches are not talking about it. You're in the Bible. You're in it. Those things were written of old for your today. That's in 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10. The things that were written of old are written for you today as examples. It was written down. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing new under the sun. Yeah, there's different ages and dispensations, but a dispensation is just dispensing more truth. So as time goes on, we see more truth. And so the holographic truth that Jesus holds it all together, by him all things consist, and everything is held and sustained by him, from him, through him, and to him. Everything is pointing to Jesus as an object lesson. The tree, true, faithful faith. The car is a ship. Your body's a ship, hip. S is integrating the hip back in. Eve is integrated back in to Adam. Eve is evening, night, PM, flesh mind. Adam is AM. She's a piece cut off, so that's why he's the head. That's why women get mad and say, they almost treat the man almost like a god because it's you made me do it. It's your fault. If you've ever been married, and if you've been married more than once, you'll see a pattern. The pattern is they want to blame the man. And if the man gets in the flesh of mind, he wants to blame the woman. It's like being little children again. So when you're single by yourself, you can't blame nobody but yourself. Right? And that's how come in 1 Corinthians 7, he talks about if you're married, you're part of the world system. You're divided. Your mind is divided. That's what 1 Corinthians 7 is about. Marriage is for making babies and producing and building on the earth plane. spirit mind is putting eternal treasures above, not below. That's why I don't care about this place, about putting treasures down here. I don't need to buy stuff. That's why I invest in stocks, because investing keeps a return, and you can change companies at the drop of a hat, you know. You can change a company if you do it right. Especially if you do sell put options, you can get out anytime you want. And so, long story short, here's what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is, just like Israel, God set them apart as a nation to teach them to be holy, set apart, sanctified. And the Gentile nations around came in to defile the camp. But they can't defile the camp unless you let a foothold in, a toehold in. But they're going to try to get in. All of them. I mean, the Yahoo mail, the email, the neighbors, the salesmen, everything that's happening around you is to try to defile the camp. You're anointed.
Welcome to that.
It's all about defiling the camp, defiling the truth, twisting the truth, defiling the camp, defiling the spirit, the soul, the body, defiling your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, destroying love, getting you out of agape love into hatred, just like in. The devil wants to make a copy of himself. You understand?